Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Now, a nasty incident on public transport this morning. Dr. Mary McAuliffe. Mary, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Tell us what happened. It was around 8:45.
It was. I was getting on my at my local bus stop on the North Circular Road, not paying much attention to anything, really, as you do at that hour of the morning. But I did notice that the family, I presume of Roma, mother and father and five or six kids, who are a gorgeous little family, and I see them on the bus a lot, and the kids are lovely and rambunctious, were getting on, and I hadn't seen them at that time before. And they had a buggy, and so I got on, and they were getting on behind me, and these two guys were sitting in that front seat where the extra buggy goes if there are two, and there was a woman with a buggy already on. And I took my seat, and the next thing I know, one of the men, white Irish men, a Dubliner from his accent, was on his feet shouting all sorts of abuse at the Roma family because he said they said something to the woman with the buggy. Now, I don't know how he knows what they said, because I know from seeing them on that bus that the parents don't seem to be able to speak English, and it's the children who translate for them. Unless he speaks fluent Romanian, I've no idea how he knew what they said. And they, you know yourself, when a second buggy gets on, we see it all the time. People negotiate where one goes and the other goes and all that sort of thing. There's all sorts of, you know, moving around and whatnot. And he just started shouting abuse at them. And before I even thought about it, I was on my feet telling him to shut up and sit down and calling him.
Well done.
Well, I did call him a gobshite, I'm sorry to say. But I just thought of those kids. They looked terrified. They were absolutely terrified. He's a very tall man. He was shouting at the top of his voice. His mate, who wasn't doing as much shouting but was egging him on, was wearing, because it was cold, he did have a balaclava on, which looked terrifying. And the kids, who were usually very rambunctious, were silent. Absolutely silent. And then your man turned to me and basically threatened me, told me he knows where I live, he's seen me around. He then sat down and said, I've been in prison, I know I'll die in prison, and I'm going to take out a whole load of you before I die. And all that sort of invective. There were other children of colour on the bus who were going, because they're obviously going to school up in Phibsborough. So they were there, silent, terrified looking, white kids as well, also silent and terrified. It was that time, you know, when the kids would be on the bus going to school. I, you know, the bus driver was great. The bus driver told him to shut up and sit down or get off. And eventually they got off two stops later on Prussia Street. But at that stage, they had terrified everybody in the bus. I was worried they really did know where I live. You know, the Roma kids stayed silent all the way into O'Connell Street. When they were getting off, a little one, about 7 or 8, came up to me and gave me a thumbs up and a big smile and said, thank you. And I actually nearly cried at that moment, because I think they face this every single day. I mean, your man threatened me, but I'm a white Irish woman. I have privilege in this society. I went to the guards. They'll get the CCTV. They'll know who he is. He may be charged with something, I don't know, but at least I know they'll know his name if anything happens to my house.
And they'll know who it is. God forbid. But Mary, it was these two lads who you say of Dublin. Dublin.
I recognise them vaguely. I certainly recognise the guy who was doing most of the shouting.
And when you say one of them was wearing a balaclava, you don't mean a full balaclava.
No, he was wearing a kind of a scarf thing that covered his nose and his mouth, kind of balaclava-esque. But it looked quite scary.
And they stood up and started berating this family, and it was I don't want the exact words by any stretch, but it was of a racist character, I presume, from what you're saying.
Oh yeah, you know, telling them to get off the bus and what did they think they were doing. And if that had been a white woman with a buggy, your man would not have said a word, because can you imagine if he had interfered in any way whatsoever with two women negotiating where the buggy would go? You know, and having that discussion, as I have seen multitudes of women have, mostly women, sometimes it's a guy pushing a buggy. You see it all the time. It's a normal part of public transport.
Yeah.
And if it had been a local, he wouldn't have said a word. And if he had, he'd be told where to get off.
Are you surprised that you intervened almost spontaneously and quickly, and the driver then intervened? Well, was the bus full, by the way, at that time of the morning?
It was fullish. You know, it wasn't. Most of the seats were taken. There was nobody sitting beside me.
Okay.
But actually, a woman of colour sat down beside me. Then, when the whole thing kicked off, I felt in solidarity.
And were you surprised that more people didn't intervene?
I was.
Oh, okay.
You know, because it was obvious your man was keeping a very, very thin hold on violence, on physical violence, even verbally violent. But his fists were clenched and his jaw was jutting out, and he was standing in the middle of the aisle facing towards me, threatening. And I'm sure the Gardaí, when they get the CCTV, will see that. So I didn't feel afraid in the moment. I think the adrenaline was flowing. But I must say, once they got off and things calmed down, I was a bit shocked.
Mary, where did the family get off? Do you think they got off at a
normal stop?
They got
off in O'Connell Street, yeah.
Okay.
That's where they normally get on and off.
Okay.
And so I think they were just going about. But the mother looked terrified. The kids were... And they're usually running around the place.
Yeah,
and
like
they're lovely
kids,
little kids.
Yeah.
They were silent, absolutely silent, until the little one, when she was getting off, said thank you.
It's you, yeah. And Mary, how was the driver? Like, no,
driver was very good. The
yeah.
driver got them off the bus. Now, people say maybe he should have called the guards, but then he would have had to keep the doors closed, keep them on the bus with us.
Can you imagine?
And it just was a very tense, fraught situation. I can't guarantee that violence, physical violence, wouldn't have happened then, because those guys were on the edge towards me and towards the family and, you know, who knows who else. And I said to them, you know, don't do this in front of the children. And they were like, totally dismissed that. So, you know, I feel it's symptomatic of a horrible racism that is growing in Ireland.
Do you think it is increasing, Mary?
It is. I've seen minor incidences of it. Like a couple of weeks ago, I was in Houston Station in the Easons queuing, and there are two people at the tills there, one a white woman, one a black woman, and the woman in front of me let two people go ahead of her until the white woman came free. You know, those sort of silent incidences of racism. And those everyday little nitpicking bits of racism, and then you have violence like this breaking out on the 46A bus. And I actually then went off and was teaching a class this morning, actually, in which there were some women who are from originally from Nigeria.
Yeah, yeah.
And I asked them, and they say, yes, we experience racism every single day.
Which is horrific. But I'm interested because a number of people are saying it, Mary, that even in public discourse, the level of racism is bubbling up rather than calming down.
Absolutely. And so, you know, it is, and particularly against women and children, because they're seen as vulnerable.
Yeah.
You know, they're perhaps not going to fight back, particularly against that sort of violence, edging towards violence, physical violence. It's there. And I mean, anyone who denies it is fooling themselves, really.
And when you say they're Dublin accents, you mean Dublin working class accents?
Northside accents. I live in the Northside.
Yeah,
they're Northside accents.
Well, there's a Dart accent, isn't there, in that New Loaf Way?
There is, yeah. But you know, there is.
Okay. But you think, maybe you shouldn't say that. You said it already. Hopefully, they won't come near your house. They're dopes.
Well, they better not, because I have now reported everything.
Right.
And, you know.
Okay. And how were you afterwards?
I was a bit shook,
to tell you the truth.
I was. Not in the moment, but afterwards I was a bit shook. And in the retelling of the story, I was. But I think, you know, it's incumbent on us, Irish people, to make sure that our country doesn't become even more racist. And we need to stand up and make a stand. Yes, we should go out and march against racism, but I think we need to make everyday stands against it as well, and hopefully not get such a violent response, but make everyday stands, stand in solidarity. I mean, I am a feminist. I've been a feminist all my life. I see what how solidarity works. You stand together against oppression.
Yeah, and you check it in public as well.
And you check it, and you say, look, don't do that.
Yeah.
And certainly don't do it in front of kids. I mean, those kids, they need to grow up in safety. They need to grow up in a country that values them, like all kids should.
Here, here.
You know yourself.
That's Mary McAuliffe. Mary, don't underestimate now your own. I know you're modest at the best of times, but like you've written a number of very successful books. We Were There, said the 77 Women of the Easter Rising, Kerry 1916, Histories and Legacies of the Easter Rising, as well as countless articles on gender studies and various aspects of women's history. So well done for standing up. Literally standing up on the bus to those racists, and hopefully the Gardaí will treat it with the seriousness it deserves. Hopefully that family are okay. Hopefully that bus driver shouldn't have to put up with that either. That's not what he
signed
up for.
No, and he was very good in fairness.
And I think we've 40, what did Dublin Bus say? 40 different nationalities, all Irish at this stage, but 40 different original nationalities driving Dublin Bus, which is incredible.
Absolutely. I think he may have been one of them. He didn't sound like he was originally from Ireland either, so he did his part.
Okay. Yeah. Dr. Mary McAuliffe, who's based in UCD, but I was on our way to UCD on the 46A, the legendary bus. When that incident happened this morning at 8:45, if you saw it, witnessed it, or similar stories, please let us know. On 1850 715 815.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.